This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, May 12th. God's word for you today is His voice. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 3, verse 7 to 8, which says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. The art of discerning what God is saying is the art of being led by the Spirit of God. We have a lot of resources on hearing from God and discerning God's voice. Listen to audio messages for free on the GFH podcast on iTunes. I want to encourage you to get the New Creation Reality book and take the classes on the GFH Academy. What I am doing here is whetting your appetite to do it. I am here to tell you what is going to happen when you actually listen to God's voice. But first, you have to learn to hear and to recognize God's voice. The art of recognizing God's voice is the art of being led by the Holy Spirit. Take the Samuel and Eli example, for instance. God called Samuel. Samuel. Note that Samuel did not just think that it was Eli calling him, because both of them were the only two people in the house. Samuel actually heard Eli's voice. God was speaking to Samuel through the voice of his spiritual father. Please read 1 Samuel 3, verse 1 to 14. So, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. I did not call you. Go back to sleep, Eli said. And Samuel went back to bed. And Samuel heard Eli call his name again. If Samuel had heard a different voice calling him, he would have asked, Who are you and why are you calling me? After all, Eli had told Samuel that he did not call him. But Samuel actually heard Eli's voice the second time. Samuel heard the voice of his spiritual father, but it was the voice of God speaking to him through that channel. So he ran to Eli and said, Here I am. And Eli said, I did not call you. Go back to bed. But the third time, if he was not hearing Eli's voice, Samuel would not have gone back to Eli. It took Eli three times to discern that it was God calling Samuel. Then Eli said to Samuel, Have you done prophecy 101? And Samuel said, No. What about hearing from God 203? No, sir. You need to take those courses, boy. The next time he calls you, say, Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. This is the posture of obedience. It is the posture we need to take when we want to hear from God. Samuel went back, and the rest is history. You have to learn to recognize God's voice. I pray that God will speak to you in an unmistakable way this season in the name of Jesus. Again, I'm not here to teach you how. I am here to teach you what will happen when you hear God's voice, because you will hear God's voice in Jesus' name. However, the foundation for hearing God's voice is belonging to God. John 10 verse 27 says, My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. If the wise men from the east that were not Jews, not Christians, could hear God accurately, you will hear God accurately in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Balaam, the greedy prophet, was not of the commonwealth of Israel, but could describe himself as he that sees a vision without closing his eyes. If Balaam, that was not in the covenant, could hear God accurately, you will hear God accurately in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, even as you have promised, Speak to me in unmistakable ways in this season and help me recognize and discern your voice accurately. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.